Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. As I pondered the last sentence in today's gospel, a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I realize that everyone wants to know that they belong, wants to know that they are loved by their parents, and wants to hear their parents say, "I'm pleased with you," or "I'm proud of you." And when someone does not receive those three things from their parents or from others, they begin to look elsewhere for a place to belong, to be loved, and to be appreciated. And the results of their search can be devastating, depending on where they find them. For instance, ISIS offers the disenfranchised a chance to join a movement with a clearly defined purpose and hope, something that will put meaning into otherwise meaningless lives, absorbing them into a struggle for mighty goals that will lead them to disconnect from families, jobs, and communities. And every day, we see the horrific results of what happens when someone joins or aligns themselves to the ideology of ISIS. It has been said that humanity is its own worst enemy, which is validated when we marginalize those who are different from us. We use race, color, gender, sexual orientation, wealth, choice of career, religious beliefs, and even which Christian denomination someone belongs to in order to justify our positions and make ourselves feel better about ourselves. What is truly sad is that we know better, especially if we grew up watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, or we watched it with our children. And just as a side note, Mr. Rogers was not a Navy SEAL or a Marine sniper with many kills, and he did not have to wear a sweater to cover up his tattoos, because he did not have any. Mr. Rogers was an ordained Presbyterian minister with a lifetime career in children's television, where he taught that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves and invite people to be our neighbor. But sometimes, because of the experiences of life, we can be reluctant to ask someone, "Would you be my neighbor? Would you be my friend?" And maybe even more hesitant to say, "Sure, I'll be your neighbor. I'll be your friend." I have a question for you. Does anyone here know who Francois Clemens is? Didn't think so. Well, in 1968, Francois Clemens began playing the part of Officer Clemens on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And he did so for 25 years, which supposedly made him the first African-American actor with a recurring role on a children's TV show. In 2016, Francois was interviewed by an old friend for NPR's StoryCorps. And this is what he said about how he became Officer Clemens and the impact Mr. Fred Rogers had on his life. Fred came to me and said, "I have this idea. You could be a police officer." That kind of stopped me in my tracks. I grew up in the ghetto and I did not have a positive opinion of police officers. Policemen were sicking dogs and water hoses on people, and I had a really hard time putting myself in that role. So I was not excited about being Officer Clemens at all. But there was one particular scene that Fred and I did where he had his feet resting in a plastic pool on a hot day. In the scene, Mr. Rogers says, "Oh, there's Officer Clemens. Hi, Officer Clemens, come in." Officer Clemens replies, "Hi, Mr. Rogers, how are you?" And then Mr. Rogers invited me to come over and rest my feet in the water with him by saying, "Would you like to join me?" Officer Clemens replies, "Okay, sure." The icon Fred Rogers was not only showing my brown skin in the tub with his white skin as two friends, but I was getting out of that tub. He was helping me dry my feet. Mr. Rogers said in the scene, "There, that one's dry." And Officer Clemens said, "Thank you." And Mr. Rogers said, "Sometimes just a minute like this will really make a difference." And so that scene touched me in a way that I was not prepared. I think he was making a very strong statement. That was his way. I still was not convinced that Officer Clemens could have a positive influence in the neighborhood and in the real neighborhood. But I think I was proven wrong. His friend, the interviewer, said, "You were on Mr. Rogers' neighborhood a long time." And Francois replied, "Yeah, I discovered a friend for life." I'll never forget, one day I was watching him film a session, and you know how at the end of the program, he takes his sneakers off, he hangs up his sweater, and he says, "You make every day a special day just by being you. And I like you just the way you are." I was looking at him when he was saying that. And he walks over to where I was standing, and I said, "Fred, were you talking to me?" And he said, "Yes, I've been talking to you for years, but you heard me today." It was like telling me I'm okay as a human being. That was one of the most meaningful experiences I'd ever had. Our baptism, like Jesus' baptism, are outward and visible signs of an inward spiritual grace, where we are filled with the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. It is the first time of many when God smiles at us and says, "You are my child. I love you, and I am pleased with you." And like Jesus, our baptism marks the beginning of a new life, filled with the Holy Spirit, where we are called to see others, not as the world sees them, but as Jesus Christ sees them, as beloved children of God. In a world that thrives on putting people down instead of lifting them up, on seeing or assuming the worst in someone instead of getting to know them, and on comparing who's got the latest and greatest new gadget, we as followers of the way of Jesus Christ have promised to do just the opposite. We promise with God's help to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace among all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being. Fred Rogers saw and lifted up the humanity of Francois Clemens even before he felt that it was okay for himself to believe that he was a human being. And lifting up people is what we are called to do, because when we are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we are called to accomplish simple acts of kindness that let the poor in spirit, the poor in wealth, and the disenfranchised know they can have peace, know that there is hope, and know that they can have joy in their lives because God loves them just as much as he loves his own son, Jesus. Who in your life needs to hear from you, "I'm pleased with you"? Or in the words of Mr. Rogers, to whom do you need to tell, "You make every day a special day just by being you, and I like you just the way you are"? You make every day a special day just by being you, and I like you just the way you are. We'll have a moment of silence at this time.